All right, Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. I want to talk to you about what they're doing and how they intend to rule. Obviously, their intent to rule has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with democracy in the classical sense. In other words, people have a say in who their leaders are and what their laws are. They use that term and they're liars. They don't mean democracy any more than Lenin meant the workers would rule. Lenin invented a new term called the dictatorship of the proletariat. This is the dictatorship of democratic socialism. They call it democracy, but they mean the dictatorship of those who think they have the authority to define what democracy means. And for them, it's homosexual marriage. It's abortion on demand, even after birth. It's teaching your fourth grader LGBTQ values. It's open borders. It's the debasement of our currency. It's mass corruption. It's stealing votes. We got a bill that's just got passed in our House or in Congress. $40 billion to Ukraine for 5 months. Over 5 months. And you think that's gonna stop there? 5 months. Okay, it's May. Well, guess what? That gets us right to the election, doesn't it? Imagine that. A government disinformation board. Government disinformation board. They call that democracy. And they're liars. And they've been liars. They've been liars since the beginning. A COVID vaccine will keep you from getting COVID. Liars. Once you get it, you can't get it. You can't spread it. Liars. Oh, everybody's going to die from COVID. Liars. When have they not lied? November 2020 election. More and more and more stuff's coming out. Russia hoax. Russia and Trump colluded to win the 2016 election. Liars. It's time for Americans and Canadians and Australians and Kiwis and Europeans to wake up. They're liars. Let me go through a few things that they're doing right now. Right now, they are running scared. They control everything, but they're running scared, and they're in a panic, and they're trying to speed up the consolidation of power. They want to take the decisions out of your lives, out of your lands. Kids don't belong to you. You've got guys like Biden and the former governor of Virginia saying, hey, the kids don't belong to the parents. Kids don't belong to the parents. Belong to the teachers. This is a full-scale assault on humanity, and we have to rebel. We have to rebel against the totalitarians. These are totalitarians, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This does not end well. All right, you get the Marxists to take over. They take over as a minority, and then they coerce submission. In Cuba, they put people up against the wall and shot them. Remember little Greta Thunberg? Little Greta Thunberg, Swedish teenager. What'd she say? This was, I don't know, within this last wall. Put them up against the wall. You've heard rumors about FEMA camps? I don't know anything about them. But this is what they got in store for you. Which Marxist authoritarian government did not put people up against the wall? Cuba? Communist China? Stalin? Pol Pot? National Socialist Germany, the list goes on and on and on. Little Justin Trudeau brought in God knows who to bust up the truckers and shut down people's bank accounts. What do you think they have for your future? What do you think they have for my future? Social credit score that China's got doesn't even begin to talk about the horrors of the totalitarian control that they have in store for us. And you go out there and they're open about it. They're open about it. They're open about controlling medicine and controlling food. They control medicine and control food. It's a totalitarian society. Australians, what's going on down there? I understand that one of your governments just passed a law saying people couldn't have gardens in their own property. They couldn't grow their own food. Well, we're on the slow trend for that in the United States too. Oh, you've got too many backyard chickens. Have they been vaccinated? You can't grow anything in your front yard because it disturbs what it looks like. You can't harvest rain off your roof. They've released wolves all over the United States. Has nothing to do with people love wolves. Has nothing to do with the fact that people like wolves. It's to drive the rural ranchers out of business. The American government and the American elite have released wolves across America to drive independent ranchers out of business and shut down rural communities and drive everybody into cities. has nothing to do with the love for wolves. That's the agenda here. And they're passing laws in California, Colorado. Well, if you have a cow, some kind of cattle, you can't slaughter them after 2 or 3 years. Got to keep them for 5 years. Why? To drive the independent rancher out of business, to force people away from food. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's across the board. Agenda 2030 is not a conspiracy theory. It's open. The World Economic Forum is not a conspiracy theory. The World Council on Governance is not a conspiracy theory. They want to take the decisions as far away from the local area as they can and make local people utterly dependent upon the government. Right now, it's get your shot. But the day will come. The day will come. If you don't get your shot, you'll die. I'm telling you. Why do I know this? Because any technology that they can use, they will use. And it's always been that way. Right now, get your shot, otherwise you'll die of COVID. Well, pretty soon it's going to be get your shot so the previous shot doesn't kill you. You watch. You mark my words. Mark my words. And next thing you know, your kids are getting shots. Next thing, your kids are lining up at the schoolhouse getting puberty blockers in fourth grade. But they won't call it that. Oh, these are just your general health and welfare shots. Line them up, baby. Line them up. It's the wholesale slaughter of mankind. Moving your decisions out of your local school board, out of your county commissioners, out of your state house, going to Washington, it's going to the United Nations. It's going to NATO. Have anybody noticed what's going on with NATO lately? It's no longer about Europe. They actively want to expand NATO into policing Asia. As if the Association for Southeast Asian Nations is not enough, or the Quad over there is not enough. Oh, no. NATO wants to expand into policing Asia. Looking for a war with China, I guess. The World Health Organization, you just saw that in the news not too long ago. The U.S. government is working with the WHO in order to take the decisions of our medical care out of our hands and give it to God knows some Marxist bureaucrat that's not any more American than I am a Nigerian. And God bless the Nigerians. But you know what? That ain't it. Courts. This is one of the big things about the courts. And I think this is a decision that it goes back 200 years. It goes back to Marbury versus Madison. Courts say we're the only ones that can decide what's constitutional or not. That gives them the ultimate trump card. Ultimately, they rule. And then they've got their brown shirts. Then they've got their street thugs called Antifa. Oh, you don't comply with us? Antifa, knock, 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 come on out. And they're out there threatening the lives of the Supreme Court justices because they dare to make a decision that's unpopular with the Democrat left. How dare they make a decision against the Democrat left? Again, when they say democracy, they mean a dictatorship of the values that they consider to be democracy, including abortion on demand, even post-birth, including telling your kids that LGBTQ is the way to go, including masked forced jabs that have nothing to do with vaccination, all the way down to kindergarten, pre-K. They're going to jam these chemical substances into the body of your kids, and nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what's in there. What, Pfizer wanted 75 years to hide the ingredients for their jab? It's not a vaccine. It doesn't vaccinate you. Oh, and that doesn't even get to finance or information. Nobody knows how finance works. It's a big scam. Fractional reserve banking, and that's not a topic that I talk about, but it's a big scam, and the bankers get richer. It's funny, everybody comes out with the top 10 richest guys in the world. Funny how none of them are bankers, because they own the press and they keep themselves off the list. Funny how none of them come up as the bankers. The so-and-so family. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that because we don't want people to realize that the bankers run the show. And everybody is a debt slave. Everybody's a wage slave and a debt slave. We need to rebel. We need to overturn the order of things in the world today. And just as they're coming to the cap, just as they're coming to the peak of what they want to do, We need to tear it down. Tear it down from the inside out. Information. Oh, the internet's such a great thing. You can see all manner of stuff on the internet. But God help you if you come out with ideas that are counter to the narrative. God help you if you come out with something. God help you if you're the next bloodandfaith.com or the next fritzreport.podbean.com. Oh, no, that's disinformation. Well, what's he saying that's wrong? Well, it doesn't matter. It's disinformation. It's counter to the narrative. Look, this is global totalitarianism that's coming at us. It's running at us. It's grabbed us by the throat. Now, the good news is people are waking up. People are waking up. You see a massive movement in the United States. There will be some amazing elections in November 2022 if they are allowed to go forth legally and constitutionally. I'm not convinced that it will happen because guess what? This administration, it seems to me, Republicans and Democrats alike are running as hard as they can towards war with Russia. They're running as hard as they can towards war with Russia. This was a border dispute between Russia and Ukraine, which have a history of centuries. They have centuries of history together, of a lot longer than the United States and Texas do and Mexico do, a lot longer than that. God knows we've had our own border issues. Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo took a little slice of northern Mexico. The Mexican-American War, the 5440 or fight, the three-pig war up in the San Juan Islands in Washington State. And it goes on and on and on. The United States expanded across the North American continent. It started out as 13 original colonies. Well, it started out 400 years ago. We've been around for 400 years. Half of that time, only half that time, is colonies. And then the other half is an organized independent government. Theoretically, 13 independent governments that simply came together for bigger issues as these United States. But our borders in North America have changed phenomenally in even the 250 years that we've been in business as these United States. 13 colonies, what is it, 1807, forgive my dates, I ought to know this stuff, the Louisiana Purchase, they bought it from the French. We had wars, you know, French and Indian Wars, man. Border disputes. Well, that's our territory. No, it's ours. Who's going to control that area? Mexican-American War. The Alamo. We've had our own border disputes. 5440 or fight. Who was going to control Hawaii? It was a British colony at one point. The United States took it over. How about Puerto Rico? Guam. I mean, you talk about extending the the mandate. Those are overseas territories. Not that other people don't do it. I mean, look at England. The sun never set on the British Empire. And so the United States has had its border wars, and God help the Chinese or the Russians if they decide to plant missiles in Saskatchewan or Nuevo León. Oh, we have an alliance with the Mexicans. You touch 1 inch of Mexican territory, we're going to go to war. This is insanity. Okay, it's on purpose. It has nothing to do with protecting Ukraine. Nobody cares about Ukraine. The Republicans and the Democrats don't care about Ukraine. Let's be honest. They don't care about Ukraine any more than they cared about Rwanda or South Sudan or any little other little crappy place on the face of the earth. It's about control and power and money. And their overarching goal, it seems to me, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. And look, the Republican Democrat leaders have made it itself. It's about Russia. Let's take down Russia. We've got to take down Russia. Now they're open about it. What's that got to do with me? What's that got to do with Fritz Berger sitting where I'm sitting? Why am I involved in a war in Eastern Europe? But somehow, man, somehow they've got these Republicans convinced. It's just silly Republicans. War justifies tyranny. War justifies all manner of tyranny. You think tyranny's bad now? Wait till we got a war with Russia. I mean a shooting war. You talk about everything clamping down and tyranny that will never go away. It will never go away. You want concentration camps? We had them in World War II. Let's be honest. We had concentration camps in World War II. You don't think we're going to have them again? What was Trump accused of for 4 years? Colluding with the Russians as a traitor against the United States of America. Impeached him twice. They want to throw him in jail. Eric Holder's out there. We need to prosecute him. Throw him in jail. You don't think that's going to come for anybody that's against war with Russia? That will be the call. You're against war with Russia. Therefore, you're a traitor. Throw you in jail. Disinformation warrior. Fifth columnist. You don't think they're going to do that? Absolutely they will. War justifies all control, all tyranny, all graft, and all theft. There's never been a dictator in the world, I don't care how Marxist or socialist or communist, that hasn't made themselves a billionaire. Fidel Castro is right at the top of the list. He's got all his billions of dollars in Swiss bank accounts. His family's kids were rich. Of course, he's passed away. But they ain't poor, man. Read something the other day, Zelensky. God, what a crock. $100 and some billion worth? Or was it $165 million? I mean, the guy's filthy rich, let alone our Democrat and Republican Congress critters that some will get in on the graft. And then you got somebody that's on the right, and we're going to dig up every last tax receipt they ever had for the last 45 years, and we'll find something. It's a totalitarian society that we live in today, and we have to rise up and rebel against it. We got to do that. You think it's bad now? The war's coming. They've made a decision that they're going to start a whole-scale war with Russia, in my opinion. This is just my opinion. Fritz doesn't know anything special or secret. All I do is read the headlines. What's his name? Was it Lindsey Graham? We need to designate Russia a terrorist state. Well, what state are you going to not designate a terrorist state if Russia is? Which state won't be a terrorist state? Only those that agree with your agenda? Here's another little tell. In the United States of America, and I'm sure it's the same in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the worst thing you can do if you're Satan incarnate, they call you a Nazi, right? And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm not a Nazi. I don't want to be called a Nazi. The United States government and all these NATO governments are over there supporting the Nazis in the Ukraine. The only reason Zelensky rules is because he's in partnership with Azov. All right, they're openly neo-Nazi. They're openly Nazis. They're openly traced their heritage back to the National Socialists, to the Nazis of Germany in World War II. Openly, proudly. And they want to cleanse Russia, cleanse Ukraine of ethnic Russians. And who's in charge of them all? You got a Jewish guy. His name's Zelensky. Same guy. He goes out there and he lights that little candle up, that candle with that little seven spots. What's that called? They do it on Hanukkah. So in America, if you're the ultimate enemy, you're a Nazi. But yet we're out there, we're going to give $40 billion to the Nazis in Ukraine for just 5 months. I mean, this is rich. Now, here's where I always say, I don't care what the devil thinks he's doing. Sooner or later, he shoots himself in the foot. This is one of those moments. This is one of those moments. Even the people that are the most sheltered, that are the most ignorant, that are most unwilling to face the facts, are going to wake up and say, wait a minute. Hang on a second here. You're supporting the Nazis in the Ukraine? But that's the same term you use to demonize American dissidents? Wait a minute. And all of a sudden, you undermine your moral authority. The left, the regime, and this includes Republicans as well, the Uniparty, they're undermining their moral authority by supporting Nazis in Ukraine. And the natural logical conclusion for people that have an IQ above room temperature is to say, oh, well, I guess being called a Nazi really doesn't mean anything, because we're going to spend $40 billion to support Zelensky, the Jewish guy, and who is in turn supported and works hand in glove with the neo-Nazi forces, the Azov Battalion, in the Ukraine. And they're open about it. They're completely open about it. And so this is where all of a sudden you lose the power of the narrative. And I think this is why they're running scared. This is where they're trying to advance Agenda 2030. They've talked about that. I think the World Economic Forum and the UN just signed an agreement to advance Agenda 2030. They want to depopulate the rural areas, jam everybody into urban areas, control what they eat, control their health care, control their finances. That's why they're getting rid of cash. That's why they're going to get rid of it. And, you know, you can call it a conspiracy theory, but it's now it's in your face. Canadians, you got to know this, man. They're seizing your bank accounts because you went to a peaceful demonstration in your country's capital. Funny how they can track down, you know, some soccer mom's bank account, but they've never been able to figure out where all the money goes into the U.S. Department of Defense. They've done audits on the Department of Defense, and we have no idea where billions and trillions of dollars went. We have no idea where it went. But they can find your $56 in your bank account and seize it, can't they? The rules are for you. It's not for them. And that's another big tell right there. There's all kinds of rules on the book saying you can't do this, you can't do that. But they only apply it to people that are outside of the narrative. Jan Sixers, boom, in jail. You're going on 2 years now without even any trials. But, oh boy, they can go out there and they can threaten the lives of the Supreme Court. And we're not going to touch you. Kid gloves. They can burn down cities. They can use weapons of mass destruction, Molotov cocktails called weapons of mass destruction. Use WMDs against federal police, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Burn down buildings. Oh, no, kid gloves. We're not going to touch you. Look, we've already gone there. We've already gone to a place where we're post-constitutional. And what they want to do is they say, listen, you obey all the laws and we don't. How's that for a deal? You obey the laws, and there's so many laws on the book, you can't look across the sidewalk with getting accused of some kind of crime. And we don't have to obey the laws at all because we own the prosecutors and we're not going to prosecute people for weapons of mass destruction, rioting, and arson because they're our guys. But you, if you have a political opinion that we disagree with, you're going to get fired from your job. You're going to get depersoned, delisted, demonetized, dehumanized, and demonized. We live there today. This isn't tomorrow. This is today. This is 2022 around the world. Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States of America. This is today. This isn't tomorrow. This is today. All right. Yesterday I did a podcast on what do we do about it. And the number one thing is opening up your mouth and preaching the gospel and speaking. And I don't mean a truncated gospel that's so truncated that even the devil doesn't care. That's what the church has done. Oh, we're just going to reduce it so much so it's just this little piece. God loves you. Jesus died on the cross to forgive you of your sins. And that's it. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. It's like, what does that even mean? No. Because we've done that, we've lost control of the narrative. The narrative's gone. And biblically, theologically, I've said you've turned the field over to Satan. You've said, Satan, you run the field. Put all the rocks in there you want. Put all the weeds in there you want. Release your birds, your demonic spirits over the land. And you've trampled it down, and the sun beats down on it. And somehow we think we're going to go out there and grow a crop. Come on, evangelicals. We think we're going to grow a crop. Oh, that's the world. We don't want to touch the world. So you leave the field alone. The devil owns it, and you can't figure out why you can't get a crop. Well, guess what? Here's the answer. Genesis through the Revelation. Holy Scriptures apply to every area of life. Government, finances, politics, economics, land use, agriculture, biological differences between sexes, gender. We're taking it all back. We're taking it all back. We're rebelling against the rebels. We're going to be loyal to our monarch. We're going to be loyal to our King, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the rightful monarch. Church, get this in your mind. The monarch over the United States of America is Jesus Christ. The monarch over Australia is Jesus Christ. The monarch over New Zealand is Jesus Christ. The monarch over Canada is Jesus Christ. The monarch over Africa is Jesus Christ. The monarch over the ex-Christian states of Christendom is Jesus Christ. Think like it. Speak like it. Act like it. That's all I'm asking. Are you loyal to Jesus Christ, or is this just a little religious thing that you do? Is this a little necklace that you throw around your throat and say, oh, see, look at me. This is a little decoration I have. And we've allowed ourselves to reduce loyalty to our Master and Lord to but a decoration, the kind of sprinkles you want on your ice cream. Oh, I want purple sprinkles. Oh, I like the brown ones. Oh, I like the little the pink ones with the orange mixed in. That's what we have reduced faith in our monarch Jesus Christ to. Well, I'm going to wear a little, you know, little pendants around my neck. It's got a little cross. Demonstrate my faith. And if you're really brave, you hide a New Testament in the top drawer of your office desk. Oh, I'm just a Christian. I don't know. Because we've made this the norm, Satan has taken over the field and we can't grow a crop. We got to take over the field. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord of every single nation. We're going to build Christian nations. We're going to have the resurrection of Christendom on this earth. So help me God. Open up your eyes. See what's going on. If you don't think listen, if they get all the control they want, they're going to want more. And they're going to do exactly what Pol Pot did, exactly what Stalin did, exactly what Lenin did, exactly what Mao has done. You eliminate all the people that think wrong. This is how it works. This isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not imagining things. These are how these Antichrist revolutions work and have from the beginning of time. Up against the wall, the killing fields, massive death, concentration camps, and death. Oh, it'll come. If we let this happen, the day will come when you will not get a shot to keep you from getting sick. You're going to have to get a shot just to keep you alive, because all the stuff they've given you before has screwed you up so much. Now you need the counter. It's like injecting everybody with a nerve agent and saying, oh, okay, I got the cure right here. One little shot, you'll be fine. Tell me what to do. Oh, now you're talking. And they got you. You need to get your injection every month. Otherwise, you're going to drop dead. You talk about an efficient means of death. Your bank account is going to be, oh, Dr. Bergren, bloodandfaith.com. Nah, you ain't got a bank account anymore. Demonetized in an instant. And guess what? They're going to turn it over to AI. AI, we'll have AI doing it. They won't even have bureaucrats involved. Just turn it over and then try to get a resolution to your problem. Then try to get truckers, you try to get diesel gas. This is our future if we don't rise up and rebel against this. Try to get diesel gas. Independent truckers, once you run, if you can run the gamut of getting the vax or not getting the vax, you're an independent trucker. You're going to move beans from New Mexico to Colorado. But you got a little blog out there. Oh, you're only going to get 20 gallons of diesel for your 18-wheeler today. You don't think this is going to happen? Utter control. They've already mapped it out. This is not a conspiracy theory. Why wouldn't it? The potential's there. They're going for it. Now, before we can figure out what to do about it, we got to realize what the problem is. And too many people are still asleep. Here's some tips on what we're going to do besides, you know, the general overview yesterday. Here's just a few things. We've got to flood the zone. Overwhelm them with non-narrative ideas. And that goes right to what I was saying yesterday. Overwhelm them with non-narrative ideas. What's a non-narrative ideas? How about zero immigration? What? That's racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and homophobic. Yeah, so, and? Zero immigration. Kick out all the illegals. Why, overwhelm the zone with non-narrative ideas. Well, it's not practical. Listen. That's what you've said for the last 50 years. Well, it's not practical. And here we are. Close the border. How about no war with Ukraine? No war with Ukraine. How about U.S. out of NATO? How about U.S. out of UN? Doesn't matter what it is. How about audit the Fed? How about audit the Fed? How about a balanced budget? How about the Ten Commandments back up on school walls? No LGBT. It's not enough to say stop pushing back on us. It's not enough to say no more evil. We've got to push back for the good. Put them on the defensive. We've been on the defensive so much, and you know, it's like these Republicans. They run around and say, I'm for you. Send me your money. As soon as they get the money, they raise the white flag. Well, you know, we live in the real world. We have to look at political compromise. And now they're teaching you to hate white people in schools. I don't care what color you are. They're teaching you to hate white people. And they're jamming LGBTQ down your throats. And the Republicans, where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans in Congress and in the Senate? AWOL. Again, send me your money, and we're going to surrender the first opportunity and then ask you for more money again. We need a rebellion. So flood the zone. Okay, I don't care if you're running for dog catcher. I don't care if you don't have a sparkling, clean background. The dirtier, the better, as far as I'm concerned. We need to get some dirty people out there that's got dirty backgrounds. Oh, they want you to be pristine and perfectly clean. Otherwise, they're going to crucify you while they can be the Epsteins of the world, right? We need a million new blogs. We need a million new podcasts. We need ways to magnify the voices of the right ones. Run for office. Hundreds and thousands of people running for office. I don't care if you have the right background. I don't care if you have the right education. I don't care if you have the right connections. The problem is they have this vetting process, this clearance process, informal, and you can't get anywhere. But if you flood them with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, that's what we want. So panic and confusion. Who was the guy that ran for Congress out there in New Jersey? Beat the leader of their house. He had a budget of $52. Beat him. I don't care if you got the wrong background and you divorced 15 times and been in jail. I don't care. People are sick of this stuff. Get out there and be a leader. I don't care if you got issues in your life. We need a million new blogs, million new podcasts, million new internet shows. There's a bunch of new ones out there that did not exist 5-6 years ago. Did not exist, and they're making a tremendous impact. Steve Bannon, the War Room, is one of them. Probably one of the biggest out there. I mean, you could say Alex Jones has been around InfoWars for 20, 30 years. Well, there's a whole bunch of new ones that people never heard of before. A guy named Stu Peters. Never heard of this guy. I don't know who he is. And they're all over out there. You got a vision for something? Start it up. Go for it. Well, it's a little odd. It's not very mainstream. Go for it. I had somebody tell me once, smarter than me, wiser than me, better than me. Well, you need to like tone down your message and try to build your audience. No. No, you don't. You need to speak outside the narrative is what you need to do. And you need to change the narrative. We need to change the narrative. Instead of, you know, figuring out a way to surrender, we are three steps towards the leftist agenda, and we think we have a victory if we take 2 inches backwards. Courage begets courage. Courage begets courage. Look to your left, look to your right. Look at all the scared people that want to keep their mouths shut. They want to keep their mouths shut because they're terrified. And you're terrified because they're going to call you a racist, a sexist, a homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic. I don't want them to call me a Nazi. Fear, baby. Fear. Don't listen to them. If they're not calling you one of those things, it's because you're part of the subjugated or you're part of the problem. I put up a meme. I'm going to keep talking about this. I put up a meme on Instagram. Simple meme. There was two black fists raised with barbed wire in the back. Now, is that right wing or is that left wing? Looked kind of like Antifa in left wing to me. Two black fists raised, barbed wire behind it. And it says, if you're afraid to speak up, you're already a slave. Banned from Instagram. Banned from Instagram. in America, especially Christians. I'm going after the Christians. Cowardice is not a Christian virtue. When you're cowed, people that are cowed keep their mouth shut because they don't want to stick out. I'm afraid they might call me a Nazi. Meanwhile, they're supporting the Nazis to the tune of $40 billion over 5 months. Let me do my math. That's $8 billion a month. Let me do my math. That's $1 billion a week. And so the Republicans and the Democrats alike are supporting the Nazis in the Ukraine, and you're afraid to be called a Nazi. Wake up, baby, wake up. And again, over and over and over in the Holy Scriptures, you see, you know, the God's people have to move first, okay? But once God's people do, God can do some amazing things. But I keep talking about the story of Gideon. Gideon finally does what he's supposed to do. Not finally. I mean, he was faithful. He did the different things that God told him to do. And when blood was shed, the enemy was shedding their own blood. This Sunday, we're going to get to the war of the kings in Genesis chapter 14. War of the kings. And you've read this story, 1,000 times. Okay, 50 times. I've read this story 50 times. I'm like, well, this is interesting. There's a war, and Abraham goes out, and he gets Lot back. And that's kind of where I stop. Well, we're going to learn about how there's these different international factions, these different empires going on. And part of what they do is they're slaughtering evil people. Evil people are slaughtering other evil people. Well, I never know that. Well, I didn't either, and I read it 50 times. You got the king of Babylon. King of Babel. He goes out and he goes to war with the king of Sodom. And they're killing Amorites. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't either, and I read it 50 times. But we're going to learn about that this Sunday, War of the Kings. There's ways, baby. God is able to do this. I had somebody ask me once, well, what's the plan? What's the plan? I said, I don't know. Ask Rebel Leader One. Who's Rebel Leader Number One? Is that JC? I said, yeah, it's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Rebel Leader One. He's not really the rebel. He's the rightful king. He's the rightful heir. He's the monarch of the United States of America. Jesus Christ is the monarch of the United States of America. Deal with it. And Canada. Well, I just don't believe we should impose religion on everybody else. It's already happening right now in America, in Australia, New Zealand, Canada. When they're jamming the hatred of white people down the throats of your children, and LGBTQ down the throats of their children, and evolution down the throats of your children, and atheism down the throats of your children, that's imposing a religion on society. They're imposing their global cult upon you and your children, and you can't speak against it. Well, he's a heretic. We're going to burn him at the stake. Well, that's what's going on. You get depersoned, deplatformed, dehumanized, demonized, Nazi. Everybody in America had to read the scarlet letter. Oh, here's a loose woman, and they put a scarlet letter on her forehead. We can't listen to these Puritans anymore. And so that was used to purge Christian influences out of society for generations and generations. And it ain't enough. Oh, no, now everybody, you think outside the box, you're a Nazi. You're against teaching homosexuality to eighth graders, and you're a Nazi. Time for the church to grow a pair. Courage begets courage. Flood the zone. Overwhelm them. 1 billion buzzing bees. They can swat us down, but they can't swat us all down. Don't look for the big spotlights. 10,000 big lighters is a lot more interesting in a dark concert hall than a couple big spotlights. You can unplug a few spotlights, but you can't get rid of 10,000 big lighters. I don't care if you're a no-name. You're right, you're a no-name. So am I. So was Gideon. That's the whole point of Gideon. I'm the least guy in the least house of the least tribe of the house of Israel. Perfect. You're it. And as courage begets courage, we're going to have to go in there and we're going to have to flip some bureaucrats, some judges, some soldiers, law enforcement officers, prosecutors. Politicians don't lead from the front. You've figured that out by now. They don't lead from the front. They put their finger up in the air, see which way the wind's blowing, and they chase that as fast as they can and claim to be an agent of change. We need to make the wind change. Make the wind change. Make it grow, blow in a different direction. And we need to recruit. Well, not recruit. Recruit's not the right word. We need to convince individuals on their own that they're supporting an evil system. So they make a decision in their heart, a decision of courage, that they're not going to support this anymore. And they do what they can in order to thwart tyranny, thwart dictatorship, undermine evil, and support the monarch, Jesus Christ. Well, I know, that's it. That's the problem. That's the problem with America. How many generations have gone by and people are like, they're afraid, and they won't do it. Listen, there's a monarch. His name is Jesus Christ, of every nation. You want more theological foundation for this? Go read Daniel chapter, I don't know, is it chapter 2? The great statue, head of gold, shoulders and chest of silver, belly of bronze, legs of brass, feet of iron and clay. What comes out of the heavens and destroys them all? The rock made, carved without hands, Jesus Christ. And there shall be no end to the increase of his kingdom. Why doesn't your eschatology include that? Boom! It's gone. His kingdom grows and grows and grows and grows and utterly destroys the rest of these man-made structures that don't acknowledge Jesus Christ. Well, I think we should have a pluralist. No, Jesus Christ is the monarch. I think we should include everybody. Jesus Christ is the monarch. Do you really think Jesus Christ is going to come down here and rule and reign on the earth and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go, you know, celebrate Islam today. Or the school of, you know, the Church of Satan. I don't think so. Well, that's kind of parochial. Listen, you want parochial? You got parochial. That's why they're teaching them to hate white people in schools today. That's why they're teaching them LGBTQ in fourth grade. You already got that, baby. The future is dark unless we wake up, get courage, flood the zone, man. And if your thing is to be, you know, have a voice. I don't care if you're going to get elected or not. Don't care if you get elected or not. Get that voice out there. Overwhelm them. Change the narrative. You control the narrative, you control the nations. It's called propaganda. That's why the church is called to be the leaders of propaganda. It's called the gospel. It's called the Great Commission. Control the narrative on every level. Don't surrender it. It's like, give us just this, you know, quarter of a billionth of a percentage where we can talk about how God loves us, he forgives us for our sins, and believe in Jesus. And Satan runs 99.9999% of it. It's okay, knock yourselves out. Go stay in your little, you know, your little churches out there. No, how about getting out there and saying, you know what? Jesus Christ is Lord of the United States of America. He's our monarch. Oh, you talk about changing the narrative. Well, you can't say that. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I have. Yes, I did. Yes, I will. Well, that's it. I'm changing the narrative. Go on the attack, baby. Preach the gospel. What do you think the new believers believed in 2,000 years ago? Do you think they weren't changing the narratives? The same thing. Jesus Christ is Lord. Peter walks out. He gets out of a little session with the Holy Ghost. He sees the animals coming down in the sheets and rise, Peter, kill and eat. Then the Holy Spirit says, you go down there and you talk to that Roman officer. You preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to him. Blew his world away. No idea. Oh, no, I'm going to go talk to the lost sons of the house of Israel. No, you're going to go and talk to the non-Hebrews. He walks right in and he says, Jesus Christ is Lord. What do you mean Jesus Christ is Lord? Jesus Christ is the monarch of the world today, right now, over Caesar. We've got to start thinking like this, church. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.